The Gemara brings down the Meimer of Yudam Rishmuel. Mutla Adam Laim Lechaveray Shmurli Peir Shebetchumach Vani Eshmalach Peir Shebetchumi. Let's say you have two people. Each one of them have a field which is out of his tchum. So it's mutter for each one to tell each other, I can't go to my payers, it's out of the tchum. You can't go to your payers, it's out of your tchum. I'll watch your payers, which is in my tchum, and you'll watch my payers, which is in your tchum. You're allowed to do that. And the chiddush is, even though I'm telling him to do something which I'm not allowed to do, I have an issur shamus to do it. I can't go to those payers and watch them. We'll be out of the tchum. But since he doesn't have an issur shamus, that's not cool talking about a malacha, because for him it's not a malacha. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. We'll discuss that soon. But first, the Sefer Pnei HaShamus brings down the Achrayim's kasha. Why isn't it us al tzchar shamus? Even to do something that's mutter, you're not allowed to do something on Shabbos and get paid for it. You're not allowed to get paid for any activity that you do on Shabbos. That's called Tzchar Shabbos. It's mutter b'avla. We had this early in the Masechta. There's a heter b'avla. If you're doing something for Shabbos and other things, you get the Tzchar together. But stam, you go work on Shabbos, you be shame at payers on Shabbos to get money for it. There's an issue of Tzchar Shabbos. Here, you're getting a service. I'm watching your payers, but Tzchar, you're watching my payers. You're watching my payers, but Skar, then I'm watching your payers. Why isn't there an issur of Skar Shabbos? So the Be'er Shabbos correctly shtelsu alacha and Simon Reish Mem Vav. Beginning of Simon Reish Mem Vav, the Beis Yosef brings down, there talks about the issur of renting things on Shabbos. If you have a rental, you rent things on Shabbos, also Skar Shabbos, you're not allowed to rent things on Shabbos and get money for the rental on Shabbos. But it says there, you're allowed to lend your items on Shabbos, that's not a problem with Skar Shabbos. You're allowed to even lend an item to a guy, he'll do malacha with it. We hold Shvisas Kalim is not usir. But he says he brings them from the smag, even if there's a condition, I'll lend you my thing on Shabbos, but you have to lend me your thing after Shabbos, that's also mutter. Why isn't that schar Shabbos? I'm getting schar for lending my thing, because I'm getting a loan of your thing. So this emes is two svaras are said there. The Beis Yosef says, because it's not derech schiris. I assume he means normally you pay a price, or at least you barter a different service. But if you're just paying a similar service, kind of, you do me your favor, I'll do your favor, that's not derech schiris. The Gaon says a little different. The Gaon says, because I'm not gaining anything. It's not called a revach. I'm just getting a similar thing. I'm giving up my keli for now. You're giving your keli for then. I'm getting the same thing that I'm giving. That's not called a revach. The Bi'alacha there brings a Binafkamina. Would I be allowed to lend you a Chayfetz and Shabbos to get back from the guy 2 days of lending? According to the Beis Yosef, will be mutter. It's not derech schiris. According to the Gaon's pshat, it has to be that there's no revach. Here I am getting a revach from it. I'm getting 2 days of schiris. But I'll call upon him either way, the Rabbi Kvega there, the guy should be Kvega and Shulchan Aruch, shtel su amasugya. Shemar perish abetchum v'ni yashmar perish abetchumach. Chari have either one of the two svaras here. You have the svara that it's not the derech schiris. You're not charging a price or a barter or goods. You're just watching his payers like he's watching your payers. You also have the svara, there's no revach. I'm just getting a similar service back. I'm not gaining anything. I'm watching your payers, you're watching my payers. That's not called the revach. Yes, Andra, but this could be the makor for that din, that you're allowed to lend a chayfetz, I'm asked to borrow a chayfetz back. Like Rabbi Kivega says. There are sameach, in Perich of Dalad, halacha ches, he says a different time. Because he's going on the Rambam there. Very interesting Rambam. The Rambam asks Akasha, how come watching a field on Shabbos isn't Mitzvah Chavtzka? You're dealing with your chafetzim. You're taking care of your business. Why did they ask you guarding a field that's Mosei Chefzecha? You're being a watchman. If anyone comes, you'll scream at them, you'll hit them. Why isn't that Chefzecha? So the Rambam says, Mosei Chefzecha is only when you're gaining. You're acquiring new Chafetzim. Or to gain, to be Maviach, to get a know what you didn't get. But if all you're doing is protecting what you already have, that's like locking your house to keep out the thieves. That's not Mosei Chefzecha. So Zakhtar Sameach, that's good for the reason why you could be Shmar Perish Abitchum and Yashmar Perish Abitchumach. Because that's not called the Revach. You're just watching my Perish, you're not giving me anything. Then he brings, like Valdig of Bekias, Taisis and Erev Nachmem Gimel, it's Mamish in the middle of nowhere. But Taisis and Erev Nachmem Gimel says, Derech Agav, that you're allowed to guard someone's Perish even Beschar. And he brings the Raya from that Gemara. Sounds like you even get paid for guarding payers. Taisus sounds like another svara. That when you're guarding payers, you're not doing anything. The only knowledge that gets, the only knowledge that takes schar from working or from renting your item, but from just doing nothing, you're allowed to get schar. But he asks the kasha, the Gemara of Metzia says clearly, you can't take schar lishmer says roim, lishmer satinek. You can't take schar shabbos. He mutzizach to find the chilek. But that's state and taka and taisus, a very interesting taisus. But about the Arsimechs, Etzim Chilik that he says from the Rambam, I think it's not Daima. The Rambam's talking about how come you're allowed to watch your own Chafetzim. And that he says the Teretz, because you're not gaining anything. You're just keeping what you have. Now, Shein Cain, if a reward for what you're doing is that someone will guard your Chafetzim, that I think would be called Schar Shabbos. Let's say you rent something to someone, and the rental he has to pay is he's guarding your Chafetzim. I don't think that is called Schar Shabbos, because guarding is a service. For you to guard your own chafetzin, that's not called Mitzvah Chafetzicha. But if you're hiring someone to guard your chafetzin, if that's his payment to you, I mean, that he's going to guard your chafetzin, any chanami, you're not getting any new chafetzin, but you're getting a service. The guarding is a service. I would assume that is called the Revach, even according to the Rambam. The Deik was there. But back to the Sugya. Like we said, the Ikar Chiddush of the Gemara is that you would think it's Asur because that's Dabar Davar, because you're telling him to do something which you're not allowed to do. Kamash Mulan, since he's allowed to do it, it's not out of his tchum, for him it's not an Isser, there's no Isser. You could tell him to guard my Peiris in your tchum, and I'll guard your Peiris in my tchum. So the Rajba says, B'Shem Taisus, a Gevald Gechiddush Ladina, which is actually brought in the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Siman Reish Samach Gimel, which is, let's say someone's Mekabel Shabbos early. Ma'isim Mechal Yayim, someone's making an early Shabbos, his neighbor's making a Shabbos on time. And after he's Mekabel Shabbos, he wants to ask his neighbor to do Malachafim. Or a wife is, she lights the Shabbos candle, she's Mekabel Shabbos, the husband wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet. Could the wife tell the husband to do Malachah, to put on the fire, to turn on the light? Zak Devarash B'Yuladu, B'Shem Taishis, and the Raya is from our Sugya. Just like in our Sugya, there's no problem telling someone in the other Tchum to go and watch your payers, even though you're not allowed to do it, but he's allowed to do it. So who would in here, even though you're not allowed to do it, you're Mekabel Shabbos, but he's allowed to do it, so male, there's no problem. Azay Zak Devarash B'Yuladu. Now the Ran brings it down, and the Ran says he doesn't think it's Mukhrich, because over here, you have a heter ayidei burgenin. Here, we're dealing with tchumen. Tchumen, you have a heter ayidei burgenin. Now, Shekin, Legabe, being Mekabel Shabbos, you're telling him something which has no heter ayidei burgenin. That's the Ran's taina, why the Rajbaz din is not mukhrich. So, Beis Yosef brings this down, at the end of Siman Reish Samach Gimel, and he says, I don't understand the Ran's taina so well. Here also, heter ayidei burgenin means that there's an eitzah, how it could be mutter. Here also is an eitz how it could be mutter. You cannot be Mekabel Shabbos. So you have also an eitz of mutter. You have the same heter of burgenin, because you could simply have not been Mekabel Shabbos. So we're going to discuss that soon. But the Taz and others ask another kasha on the Ran. Taz and the Bach, they say, what's the Ran asking on the Rajba? The Rajba is saying that since you see, you could say, watch Paris and other Tchum. So if I say, since for him it's Mutter, there's no problem with Amir Lakum, there's no problem with Amir Yisrael, whatever it is, no problem telling him to do a Malacha, for him it's not a Malacha. So who would in here, there's no problem of telling him to do the Malacha, because him, he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet. Hazak Duran, no, Agamar is different, Agamar is a Heter, because you could go to the other Paris are they Burgenin. But that's not the Gemara's Heter. The Gemara's Heter is not Burgenin. Burgenin was another Heter. It says earlier that you could say lekrach plenty heilich lemacher because imeish burgenim heilich. That's the gemara kuf nunam beis. But this gemara is not a heter of burgenim because burgenim doesn't work for amir lakum. You're not allowed to tell a guy to go out of the tchum to watch your peiris on Shabbos. If you're telling a guy on Shabbos to go out of the tchum to watch your peiris, you're not allowed to do that. There's no heter of bergening. Bergening is a heter for something you're going to do after Shabbos. I want to say that I'm going to do something after Shabbos any time. I'm not allowed to do it on Shabbos. I can't say I'm going to do it after Shabbos, but if I'd be allowed to do it on Shabbos, I'd be bergening. So that's a heter. I'm allowed to say on Shabbos I'm going to do it after Shabbos. But to tell a guy to do it on Shabbos, that is no heter bergening. So here, to tell your chaveroi to want your peiris out of tchum is not heter bergening. What's the heter? The heter is because for him, he's not going out of the tchum. For him, it's mutter. So what do you want from bergening? Bergening doesn't work. It doesn't work that he should do the malacha on Shabbos for you. Elamai, the reason why it's mutter is because for him, it's not a malacha. So who would him when you mekabel Shabbos early? You're telling someone who wasn't mekabel Shabbos yet to do it. For him, it's not a malacha. So what's pshat in the Ran? The Taz doesn't understand the Ran, doesn't understand the Beis Yosef either. And the Beis Yosef says that here also it's like bergening. You have a heter not to mekabel Shabbos. He says that you could have not been mekabel Shabbos. But once you mekabel Shabbos, that's it. You have no heter anymore. But he says you don't have to come on to that. The heter here does nothing to do with bergening. The heter is because for him there's no issur. So here also, when you mekabel Shabbos, for him it's no issur, that's why it's mutter. That's tiny the Taz in the Bach. So what's pshat in the Ran? So there's a gemaldi gestickle from the Shulchan Aruch Haram in Kuntzus Achron at the end of Sivan Reish Samach Gimel. He says like this. We speak about this a lot. In the Hilchus Amir La'akam, there's two separate Yisurim. You're not going to tell a guy before Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos. Not only that, and we spoke about this at the end of Perikol Kisvei. Even if the guy himself does malacha for you, if you don't have a svar of a daita than avshei of him, like you have by kibui, you have to stop him from doing the malacha. There's an issur for a guy to do malacha for you. It's like his ashlichus, he says. Like any time a guy is doing malacha and it's a tzarich yisrael, there's an issur. Nothing to do with the fact that you told him to do the malacha. Even if you told him before Shabbos, even if you didn't tell him at all. If he's doing a malacha, letzarech Yisrael b'shvil Yisrael, it's us. You have to stop him from doing it. That's one issur. Then there's another issur. There's an issur to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos, even if the malacha you're telling him to do is to do this malacha after Shabbos. There's an issur v'dam d'davar. You can't discuss malachas on Shabbos. You can't say, I'm going to do a malacha after Shabbos. You can't tell a guy to do a malacha after Shabbos, a koskin on Shabbos. That's an issur v'dam d'davar. So in this shaila of you and mekabel Shabbos already, and you're telling a yid to do malacha for you. So we have to dan on these two shailas. We have to dan is that asr al tzedin of shlichus, that a malacha is being done for you. And also is it v'dam b'dover? You have an issa v'dam b'dover. Now in Agamara here, also you have to dan these two shailas. You're saying, shemar perish b'tumach. So zakta shulchan acharav, shlichus you don't have here. Because he's not doing something which is b'chalam malacha Shabbos. Because he's in his own tchum. So he's watching the peiris in your tchum, he's not doing something which is b'chalam malacha Shabbos. It's b'chalam tchayach ta'asa shlichus. You can't do it because for you would have to go out of your tchum, for you it's a malacha. But what he's doing is not a malacha. B'chalam no inyan of shlichus over here. That's good for the chiddush of Shmuel. But l'chayra, when you tell somebody, you mekabel Shabbos already, and you tell someone to turn on the light, why don't you have the issur of shlichus? L'maisa, you can't turn on the light. And here, someone's turning light for you. So you have an issur malacha. Here, a malacha is being done for you. And that's what he's doing, if you would do that same thing, it would be a malacha. Here, if you would do the same thing what he's doing, watching prayers in your own tchum, that's not a malacha. That's why you don't have shlichus here. But by turning on a light, if you would do what he's doing, it's a malacha, elamai, but he doesn't have Shabbos. But you do have Shabbos. Hazag to Shulchan Aruch Rav, there the pshat is, because that's what the Raj Menem done for Adava Pashit, and the Ran as well, that when you're makabel Shabbos, you're just makabel that you won't do malacha. That's only the negay what you're doing. Now Sheikain, be makabel that no malacha should be done for you, out shlichus, that you have to stop people from doing malacha for you, that doesn't go around in your Kabbalah Shabbos Bechlal. And that's not learned from this sugya. That they knew min ha-svar. That when you're Mekabel Shabbos, You're only mekabel Shabbos that you shouldn't do melacha. You're not mekabel Shabbos that Yenna shouldn't do melacha for you. Then he explains pshat in the Levush. It's a machlokes of Levush and other achrayim. Rav Paiskel, not like the Levush, but the Levush says this heter of you are mekabel Shabbos already. You can still tell people to do melacha for you is only before Shabbos, only erev Shabbos. But Meitzah Shabbos, if you weren't mekabel, you didn't say Avdolia, you still have Shabbos. Yeah, you're a middle of Shalosh Shudis. You still want to bench and say Ritzeh. Navas, you want something done. So you ask somebody, please turn on the light. The Levush says that you can't do. Because before Shabbos, you're not Mekabel Shabbos, he says. You're not Mekabel Shabbos, but Eifin, to ask this, oh, I'm doing Melacha for you. But once you have Shabbos, you have the whole Shabbos, the whole package, everything. Lock, stock, and barrel. Navas then. Yenna already said Baruch Hamalta Mekadosh Shachal. Yenna already made Avdala. He doesn't have Shabbos, but you have Shabbos entirely. You can't have anyone do Malacha for you. So Achrayim ask on the Levush, how could you make such a chiluk? The svara why you're allowed to tell Yenna to do Malacha is because for him it's not Shabbos. That's the Rashi's svara. For him he's doing a Maaseh Heter. It's not because you weren't Mekabel Shabbos if it's a Vayit. It's because for him it's a Maaseh Heter. So Avada by Meitzah Shabbos is even more. Like the Ramah says, Erev Shabbos of Pshat is once you Mekabel Shabbos, it's too late. You can't change your mind. So maybe you don't have the Heter of Bergenin. But here you have a Migli. Whenever you want, you could also say Amad of Mekadosh Chol. You could also make it a Shabbos. You just don't want to. You're a middle of Shalosh Shudis. So Kol Shkein, even according to the Ran, you have this Heter of Bergenin, you have a Heter because you could do it yourself, so maybe you can ask Yenna to do it. But Zakta Shulchan Aruch Harav, that whole schmooze about you're allowed to tell Yenna to do it because you could do it yourself, that's all b'negei the Issa v'dad b'dover. B'negei the din of shlichus, that doesn't pass. It doesn't matter that you had an Eitzah to do it yourself. That doesn't work for shlichus. Bergenin doesn't work for shlichus. Bergenin doesn't work for a mice that's being done on Shabbos. Now the Teretz is that they held that b'chlal. But Tais for Shabbos, if we mekabel Shabbos early, there is no Isser of Shlichus. The Isser is only on things that you do, not on things that people do from you. So there the Levush says, that's also when you mekabel Shabbos early. But when you're keeping Shabbos late, what you're keeping is only serious Shabbos, including the Shlichus Tegedin. That would explain very nicely the Levush. Hamaisa, right, the Chayim argue on the Levush. And we paskin, that's also mutter. But Narzal and Yenenu, like we said, there are two Isserim here. There's an issur of shlichus, and there you don't have any heter, because for him it's mutter. He brings the raya also to Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says an avel is not allowed to do malacha, he's not allowed to tell anyone to do malacha for him, even though yen is not an avel. It doesn't matter. If you can't do malacha, there's a din of emir lakum, that you can't have anyone do it for you. He says a guy is also that way. A guy doesn't have Shabbos, but still there's emir lakum. What's the difference, a guy or a yid that wasn't mekabel Shabbos yet? My nafgamina. A guy also doesn't have Shabbos. Now the word is for shlichus, this is not the word. For shlichus, the word is that when you mekabel Shabbos early, you're only mekabel that you won't do malacha, you're not mekabel that Yenna shouldn't do malacha for you. Now what's the Rishayim discussing v'da b'davar? The shayla is, I'm talking about something which is also for me to do. Says so it's a v'da b'davar. So that the Gemara says, v'da b'davar has only something which is usher, the maisa that the person's doing would be usher for you to do if you were that person. Mashen kein, shmshmar perisha betchumach, vaniyasha perisha betchumi. There, the maisa that the person's doing wouldn't be usher for me. So mel is not for that bedover. That's the Rajvis Sushtel. Al shlichus is not negay of this Gemara. Al shlichus, you have to say a different svar. That by Gabal Shabbos Yuli is no din of shlichus. And that's why you could clarify, like the Levush, that maybe for keeping Shabbos later, there would be a din of shlichus. But shlichus is not negei our sugya. Shlichus would be aser. What is negei to our sugya? The dam bedover. The Rashi says, I see from our sugya that talking about something which I can't do, but you're doing it not b'teris melacha. You're doing it because it's in your tchum. That's not a problem with dam bedover. So who a din, if I can't do a melacha because it's Shabbos for me, but you're doing the malacha not because it's a malacha for you. You're doing malachas for you, it's b'chol not Shabbos. That's not v'da b'davar. So that, the Ran Tain is very good. And Agamar, anyway, you don't have Vidam B'Dafer. Because you don't have Vidam B'Dafer L'Gabit Chumin, because you have Bergenin. So even though Bergenin doesn't help for it to be done on Shabbos, but that's because you'll have the Shlichas L'Gesvar. So L'Gabit Shlichas L'Gesvar, the reason why it's Mutter is because Yen is not doing something which for me would have been a Malacha. But why is there a Heter of Vidam B'Dafer? Maybe the reason why there's a Heter of Vidam B'Dafer is because of Bergenin. But maybe if even if it's mutter for you to do, for you it's b'chal na chil Shabbos, but since for me it'll be chil Shabbos, maybe it is a problem with Abba Dover. And Agamar is not a raya, because Agamar, it's mutter stam for me to talk about being shayim and perish of tzchumach, because I could do it all day bergenin. I give all the getayin from the Ran. So what's takib shan in the Rashba? So Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't say klar. The Beis Yosef says that the pshan in the Rashba is because here also I have an eifin heter. I have an eifin heter, I didn't have to be mekabel Shabbos. And like the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, even though once a mekabel Shabbos is too late, he said, with Bergenin also it's too late. I can't make the Bergenin on Shabbos, I can't make the mechitz on Shabbos, we spoke about in the previous year. What's the heter that I could say, I could go to Krach Plenum Machim and say, I could lay Bergenin, but I can't make the Bergenin. What's the heter that I could say, I'll carry the Paris, I could go on Yidei Mechitzes, but I can't make the Mechitzes on Shabbos. The Teretz is not also Batzmusa. It's not also intrinsically. So here also, doing Malacha on Friday before Shabbos is not also intrinsically. Because, it's only because I was Mekabel Shabbos. That's what makes it Eis V'Dav V'Dover. But here is Svarah Fakert, and this is Mestama the Ran Svarah, it's very different if it's not a Malacha intrinsically, because I have an Eitz that this Maisa shouldn't be a Malacha, then if it is a Malacha intrinsically, I just have an Eitzah that this time shouldn't be Shabbos. If the Malacha is not Be'etzim a Malacha, so that's not a problem with Abed Over. But if the Pshad is Be'etzim Malacha, not, it's Lav Dafka has to be Shabbos, for Lamaisa was Mekabel Shabbos. Lamaisa is Shabbos, so I should be an Issa with Abed Over to talk about something which is Be'etzim a Malacha. That's Mestama the Machlekes, the Ran and the Rajba. So let's say this over B'Kitzer. The Gemara says, I'm allowed to say, you watch the Paris in your tchum, I'll watch your Paris in my tchum. And the Rajba says, I have a raif in this Gemara that someone who's Mekabel Shabbos early is allowed to say, you do Malacha for me. Why? Just like an Ag Gemara. Even though I'm not allowed to go to your tchum to watch the Paris, but I could tell you to do it because you have no problem. Here or so, I was Mekabel Shabbos, I can't be Mekabel Shabbos, but I could tell you to do it because for you it's not Shabbos. The Ran says on that, here in the Gemara is different, because going to the Tchum is no problem, because you have a heter to go there Ayidei Bergenin, like the Gemara earlier. But the Achrayinim ask, Bergenin only works to discuss doing it after Shabbos. Bergenin doesn't work to discuss doing it on Shabbos. This heter the Gemara has nothing to do with Bergenin. The heter the Gemara is because for Yen there is no Isser. So here also in the Mekabel Shabbos early, for Yen there is no Isser. Tanit Shulchan Aruch Rav Azai. There are two Isserim we're dealing with. We're dealing with an issue of having Malacha being done for you. For that, Bergenin doesn't help. For that, an our Gemara, the reason why it's Mutter is, because what he did wasn't a Malacha from his perspective. It would have been a Malacha had I do it. But it's not a Malacha he did it, because it was in his Tchum. So how would that work when you Mekabel Shabbos early? There it's a Malacha for, there for you it's a Malacha. It's just for him he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. So now the Shulchan Aruch says a new Svarah that he says everyone agrees to, the Mekabel Shabbos early, you don't have the Isser of Shlichus. You Mekabel Shabbos that you're going to keep Shabbos, not that no Malacha should be done for you. And that's not the discussion of the Ran and the Rashba. Now the Rashba is saying that you don't have the Dabra Dover either, because for him it's not a Malacha. And that the Ran says, maybe the reason why you don't have the Dabra Dover is because you could get the Ayidei Bergenin. So now the Beis Yosef says that the Rashba would hold here also. It's called, I could get the Ayidei Bergenin, I could get there if I would not have been Mekabel Shabbos. So that's the Machlekes in Ran and Rashba. Do you say that the Mice is not intrinsically Chil Shabbos because I could have not been Mekabel Shabbos, so male is no problem with Abba Dover? Or do you say, now that you're Mekabel Shabbos, there's no other Eifen Het of the Malach except for not being Mekabel Shabbos, that doesn't make it Eis with Abba Dover. Now, Bahi and Yonah, there's a famous Kasha from the it's in the Sefer Shal Shetuvas Pei Yeshua, Yerideyam, at the end of Simon Gimel. This Pei Yeshua is the grandfather of Pei Yeshua Lashas, the Megine Shleimai, and he's actually quoting, it's a hetik of a tshuva from the Rebbe of Herschel. the parashah from Krakow. But the kasha is like this. He asks it in two aitanim. First he asks like this. When someone tells a guy to do a malacha, why isn't there an iser deraisa of shlichus? Because there's a sheet that's Rashi above Metziah, and other places can hold that way, that even though we hold ain't shlichus l'gai, that's only l'kula. But l'chumra, we say yesh shlichus l'nachri. So why don't we say yesh shlichus l'nachri l'chumra and asir? Are you going to say ain't shlichus v'arveirim? But above Metziah, daf yudam and beis, the Gemara asks the kasha, how could chatzah work for gneva mitam shlichus? Why don't you say ain't shlichus l'dvaraveirim? That's the Gemara's kasha above Metziah, daf yudam and beis. The Gemara has two terutzim. One Teretz says you only say shliach dvar aveir when the shliach is a bar chayuva. The chatz is not a bar chayuva. And the other Teretz says you only say shliach dvar aveir when the shliach has a choice. He buy yavid, he buy loy yavid. But a chatz is forced to do it. So a chatz, you don't say shliach dvar aveir. It's a machlekes if the reason is because it's not a bar chayuva or because he didn't have a choice. The Gemara says, what's an afkimin al halacha? Let's say a man tells a woman, go and cut off the payas of a katan. A woman's not mechuyev about the kipu. So the shayla is the man who told her to cut off the payas of the katan, is he chayev malchus for sending a shliach? Do we say in shliach dvar avera? Or do we say the ish is not a bar chayuva? So male in that case, say yesh shliach dvar avera. Or, if a kayan tells a yisrael, be mekanish minisha grusha. The question is, does a kayan get malchus? Because the yisrael is not a bar chayuva. So do we say that since he's not a bar chiyuva, you say yesh shliach dvar aveir? Or do we say, in any case, you say yesh shliach dvar aveir as long as the shliach had a choice? That's the Gemara about Metziah daf yudam beis. So the Shalz Chuvus Meishua brings the kasha from the Rebbe of Herschel that Oy Bezai, any time you tell a guy to do a malacha, it should be asim in the right of shlichus. I ain't going to say yesh shliach dvar aveir, but the guy's not a bar chiyuva. So if you hold like that, man the Omer, you should say yesh shliach dvar aveir. And al derech zeh asked l'maisa, if you're mekabel Shabbos early, we have this rajma, mechleikas rajma in the Ran, we have this rajma, Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, you'll have to tell your friend to do malacha for you. Now he's a Yisrael. So why don't you say it's aser? Al tzapar shed din shlichus. I ain't going to say ain't shlichus bar aveya, but he's not a bar chiyuva, because he wasn't mekabel Shabbos. Unless you say he's called a bar chiyuva, because he could have been mekabel Shabbos. Azayi the shayla, from the Shalz Chuvus Pnei Yeshua. So there's a teretz that Kama Achreinim say. It's from the Beis Meir in Evan Ezra Simon Hay. It's also in the Chsam Sefer. It's in the Chsam Sefer, pretty much in the Chedushim here, on Daf Kuf Nun. It's also in the Chuvus in Arachayim Simon Pei Dalad. And the pshat is that Shlichus is only on a Maisa. If the Aveir was the Maisa, so then you could say, if not for the problem of Ein Shlichus Bar Aveir, then it's considered you did the maisa, like the Gemara in Bar Metziah, the Kedushin, or the Hakafa. So it's on a maisa. On a maisa, chayesh shlichus. So you have to come on to ein shlichus anachri, but there we say yesh shlichus anachri l'chumra, according to Rashi. Or you have to say ein shlichus bar aveir, but there is not a bar chayuva. Mashen Kain, the aside of Shmir Shabbos is not the maisa. It's the guf of Shavis. The guf of the Yisrael has to be Shavis. Even if the mice is miyuchas to the Yisrael, that's not Chil Shabbos. Because his guf didn't do it. The guf was Sheves, and the male is b'chalala called Chil Shabbos. The Nesivus is very similar in Simon Kuf Bebez. Shlichus is not a mice. The mice is miyuchas to him. But so what the mice is miyuchas to him? But the mice, his guf never did the mice. If his guf never did the mice, it's b'chalala shayich shlichus b'chai gavna. Chil Shabbos is defined as Yisrael doing malacha. If Yisrael didn't actually do the malacha, the guy did the malacha, that's b'chal na Chil Shabbos. A dugma l'zeh is the famous k'sais, Simon Kuf Bebez. The k'sais asks the kasha, why do I have to put on tefillin? I'll send you as a shliach to put on tefillin. I can make you a shliach to eat matzah. I'll make you a shliach to take lulav. I'll make you a shliach to hear the shofar. I'll make you a shlich to say Shema. What's the problem? Shlich shavim kamaisai. Why do I have to do all these mitzvahs? I can make you a shlich to do it for me. So tain it excise, because the mitzvah is a mitzvah that your guf should do it. He says, L'mashal, if you tell a shlich to put on tefillin, so it's like you put on the tefillin. It's like you put on the tefillin on his head. The mice is yours, but whose head had the tefillin? Only Yenis had the tefillin. Let's say someone puts tefillin on your head. You didn't do any maisa. Who gets the mitzvah of tefillin? You got the mitzvah of tefillin. You don't have to do a maisa. The point is tefillin has to be on your head. So if you send a shliach to put on tefillin, you're sending a shliach to put on tefillin in his head. That's not your mitzvah. Matzah. The matzah has to go into your throat. You send the shliach, so it's like you put the matzah in his throat. Putting the matzah in his throat is not the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is a maisa, so then it's shayich. So as long as the maisa is milchus to you, so then you get the mitzvah of shlichus. Like shchitas Pesach, the Gemara says. That's a maisa shchita. You have to have a Pesach shechted. You shecht the Pesach, you send the shlich to shecht the Pesach. As long as it was done in the maisa's milchus to you, you have a shlichus. But if the mitzvah is something that has to do with your guf, your shlich's guf is not your guf. Your shlich's maisa is your maisa. Your shlich's guf is not your guf. So there is there with Chil Shabbos. If you tell someone to do a malacha on Shabbos, your guf didn't do the malacha. If your guf didn't do the malacha, that's b'chefs and not Chil Shabbos. If Yenner wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, there is no Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is only when a guf Yisrael did a malacha on Shabbos. The maisa being milchus you, that doesn't make a Chil Shabbos. That's a tzeitz and achrenim.